is that?
Alright guys, welcome to the HCYA Warriors Swimming Podcast.
Okay, so today we have a very special guest, Jackson.
Very special guest. Thank you guys for having me on today. It is a pleasure to be on this podcast. I just want to thank y'all for having me on here in the scorching heat that is Houston, Texas in the middle of summer.
Yeah.
I still think we could probably go outside and it'd be fine.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty hot in here right now.
My phone keeps turning off like the last episode.
Oh, well, you need to fix that, Jack.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be so confusing with me, with Jack and Jackson.
Yeah, David.
Yeah, and we all basically have the same voice, so.
I apologize for that. We are very similar people. But,
I'm Jackson.
No, you're not. Stop
Jack,
lying.
Jack, speak right here.
Yeah, this is Jack right here.
Jack, and then Johnny. Jackson is right here.
I'm David.
Yeah. I'm Jackson.
All right, so really, the guy who just talked, you know who we are.
All right, I'm David.
I'm Jack.
I'm Jackson.
All right.
We're cutting
this
out.
That's real.
But,
this is good.
Okay, fine. But, okay, guys, I'm sorry. We haven't uploaded in like 2.5 months. I apologize.
It's been really busy.
Yeah, it's all due to our busyness and our laziness. Okay, that's really it.
Exactly. Of course. Yes.
Sorry.
So and we couldn't find a time that worked for both of us and or all three of us. So.
Yeah. But anyways, on to the interview. Jackson.
Yes.
How
yes,
tall are you?
I am 5'10". Funny story with that. So my dad is 5'11". And so he always told me he was 5'11". And I was about an inch taller than him. So I thought, well, I mean, deductive reasoning, I'm 6 feet tall. So my driver's license, I put that I was 6 feet tall. But then whenever we had to measure myself for my passport, like 5'9.5". So my passport says I'm 5'10", but my license says I'm 6 foot. So, I mean, you guys be the judge of that. But,
bro, that's so weird.
Yeah.
Well,
so
Jackson, I'm 6'2", and you're over 2 inches shorter than me. So you're not 6 foot.
I'm close to 6 foot.
Wait, David, you're 6'2"?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You're tall. David's a tall boy.
I am tall.
I'm tall.
What about you, Jack? How tall are you?
Probably like 5'9.5" or 5'10".
Okay, because we're basically
the
same height.
Yeah, so you guys are about the same height. But yeah. I'm taller. How old are you, Jackson?
I am 17 years old, and on July the 16th, I expect a happy birthday from y'all because I will be turning the big 1-8. I will be an adult.
Good job. You can sign up for the draft.
Yes. Yes,
woohoo!
I will.
Ukraine! Let's go.
Yay!
Okay. What's your social security number?
Your mom.
Good answer. Michael actually gave it. We had to bleep it out. Did you get to that part?
No.
Really? It was in the first minute.
Are you kidding me? No way.
He actually gave it.
Like, I know my own social security number.
Okay.
It's like something I need to memorize, but I haven't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, anyways, controversial topic. I have a very controversial topic, y'all.
Okay.
Should we even do this?
Yes.
Should we even talk about a controversial topic?
Should we talk about
As long as it's not politics. I made a rule at the beginning of the podcast, no politics.
No politics.
Yeah, no politics.
Controversial topics. I think it depends on how controversial
guest brings it up, me and Jack will not go into politics. Guest brings it up, we will.
So we will
shut him down.
It's my responsibility to bring up politics. Is what
no,
you're
it's not.
No.
Okay. You must not talk
politics.
Yeah. Yes.
Controversial topics. This is a controversial topic. Controversial topics.
Yes.
Here's my question.
I think we should.
Cats or dogs?
Cats or dogs?
Ooh, that's an even better controversial topic.
I think dogs.
For dogs,
me.
Definitely.
Cats are so selfish.
Oh yeah.
Cats are weird.
Dogs just love people. They love everything.
Most of the time.
Cats, yeah, most of the time. Thank you. Yeah. Most of the time. But I've got to say dogs. Not that I don't like cats, I just prefer dogs.
Okay.
Cats can be sweet, but...
I think I would know that considering you have a dog and you don't have a cat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude,
doesn't mean I would want a cat.
Your dog is huge, dog.
My dog is huge. Just so
your
y'all
dog
know,
is actually not the biggest dog I've seen.
What?
I walk in when it's bigger.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, Golden Doodle.
Oh,
Lola. She sees...
Yeah.
There's a picture of her. She got up on her hind legs. Her paws are on my shoulders, and she's, like, looking me straight in the face.
Okay. Yeah, that's impressive.
But how big's your dog, Jackson?
He is... Let's see. So I'm about 5'10". His head is a little bit higher than my hip is.
Oh, gosh.
So I want to say he's maybe 2 and a bit feet tall. A little over 2 feet tall on
that all fours. That makes him sound short.
Yeah, it does. But, I mean, whenever he's on his hinds, he's probably 6'2", 6'3".
So here's the dog I'm talking about. I'm okay. Living room floor.
That's tall.
He's a pretty baby.
Yeah, she's a good dog.
Let me see. He doesn't look
so y'all know we're just looking at a picture of David's golden doodle.
Yeah.
And she's not mine, but I take care of her. Her name's so, Lola. But,
yeah. Well, and she's a very pretty girl.
David's sweetheart, Lola the puppy.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. How, do you have any pets, Jack?
Okay.
Oh, no, kind no, of, here we go.
Of, kind of.
Have they heard the story yet?
What story?
The story of the snails.
Oh, okay, so...
Y'all are in for a treat in today's episode, because we're bringing one out of the archives.
Even I don't know this story.
So, right now we do have a fish, but...
That's Paige's.
Yeah, that's Paige's fish. It's one little goldfish. It wasn't supposed to survive for over a month. It did. But anyways...
Goldfish, if you treat them right, will live forever. I once knew a guy who said that he went to a wedding reception and they gave away goldfish as the party favor.
Snacks. That's nice.
And he went home, he put it in a glass of beer, like a red Solo cup of beer.
What the heck?
And he went home, he accidentally left it in his car. It froze overnight. He thawed it out, and it thawed it out, and the fish was swimming around.
What the heck?
A fish. It's like Kobe beef of fish.
Yeah. Well, anyways, we had tetras, I want to say like 8 years ago, or maybe longer, probably like 11 years now.
No. You named your fish tetras?
No, no, they were actually called tetras.
Oh, okay.
It's a species of fish.
Yeah, I had a bunch of fish, but they all died.
Video game sadly, Tetris, stack the blocks.
Yeah, I know.
No, not Tetris. They're called Tetras.
So let's get back to your fun snail story, Jack.
Good idea.
That's just too good of a story.
Yeah, so anyways, we had, those fish, and we needed a bottom feeder. So we got, like, this bottom feeder fish that ended up growing. You said what?
Oh, Jackson was just pointing out...
911 speedster is pulled in.
I know nothing
about 991. Is it 991.2? I think it's just a 991.
I don't know.
What about a 911?
It's a 911-991.
It's a police car.
It
should be.
Doesn't have the turbo. It's a gorgeous car.
Yeah, but anyways.
I don't have a Boxster.
Back to the story.
Anyway, sorry guys. I'm a car guy.
So. Yeah, we are.
Oh, look, he used the front.
Oh my gosh.
No way, this guy's a genius.
What is he?
It's a trunk.
It's a front.
The trunk is in the front.
The front trunk. Because the engine's in the back.
Who cares about my
story? The front.
No,
so it's
no
called a frunk.
I know.
And he has a book.
Well, where's the engine?
It's a notebook.
It's a notebook.
It's a iPad notebook. Back in.
Where's the engine though?
It's in the back. It's over the it's behind the rear axle.
Bro, that's weird.
They don't make cars like that anymore.
Uh-huh. Good. Okay, he didn't close his trunk all the way.
Because if you get rear-ended...
Yeah, then you're done.
Okay, back to the snail story.
Fine. But anyways, I forgot the type of fish. It was called a bottom feeder. It ended up growing to like 6 inches long in a foot and a half tank. So it had to die. We threw it in the ditch. Mercilessly.
Tell us about the ditch, please, if you
no, will. No, I would prefer not to. There's a lot of... dead fish over there
in the ditch
or well, used to be
still to get to the snails.
Yeah, so we got another one. It grew, and so we had to throw it out. I had to take it to the ditch.
You'll hear about that a lot.
It's still recording, don't worry.
I know, I'm looking for notes.
There we go.
Okay,
but anyways, I said anyways like 5 times in the last minute, but anyways we went to PetSmart and got snails. We made the huge mistake of getting 2 snails of opposite genders. They had babies, about 60 of them. And so we killed one, but we killed the male, and the female just kept having more babies. So we had to kill all of them, about 100 snails in total.
And how'd you do that, Jack?
We threw them in the ditch.
And just so y'all know, the ditch is a ditch at a golf course.
Yes. So we had to walk across the golf course, about like 100 yards, and there's a ditch.
Man, it must be nice to live on a golf course.
It is. I love it. I used to.
Live on a golf course, live like back
free golf
balls.
Oh, it's so nice. I know. I've got a creek behind my house.
I do not live in either of those places.
I like it where you can just look in your backyard.
and just not see your neighbor's face.
That's nice.
Yeah, I see our fence.
That's very nice.
I like it when you can look back and see a lake. That's what I like.
Oh.
Imagine. Lake house.
Imagine a lake house.
Yeah, imagine.
I don't have to. Just but, okay, enough flexing.
So you
flexing.
Got the ditch.
Yeah, that's...
snails and the fish, so. That was a fun goldfish story that took us 15
way too
no,
long
Tetra story.
Tetra story.
Okay, now instead of... Here's another controversial opinion.
Uh-oh.
Chick-fil-A or Whataburger?
Yes, Chick-fil-A.
I plead the fifth. I am not going there on this podcast or else I'm going to be canceled. Because if I choose Chick-fil-A, the Whataburger crowd is going to come after me. And if I choose the Whataburger, then the Chick-fil-A crowd is going to come
after
me.
Then I'm coming after you, boy.
Say, you're going to make one of the hosts mad.
Yeah, both the hosts mad depending on what I choose, so I'm not choosing either.
Alright.
Or you can just
that's
a good
choice.
I'm keeping my decision to myself.
You can just kill yourself and say McDonald's, and then we're all going to hate
you. McDonald's. No, please not McDonald's.
Alright. So, next question.
Next question.
What are your top three restaurants? Top three favorites. I can't talk.
Top three favorite restaurants. Top three.
Thank you.
And they don't have to be chains. In fact, we prefer them if they're not chains.
You'd prefer them
if they are chains, then be honest. But I like the smaller ones always better.
I like the chains.
Okay, we've got, and this is in no specific order, too. These are just three good ones. These aren't like one, two, three.
Okay.
I've got to say, Carlos's Donuts up in Joplin, Missouri,
bro,
makes the best old-fashioned donuts this world has ever seen. He's been in business for like 40 years. Oh my gosh, that guy knows how to make the best donuts ever. You have to get the old-fashioned. That's
okay.
What happened to getting in shape, boy?
What happened to getting in shape? Yeah, that was
Shapely's Donuts.
Shapely's, yes. And then, let's see here, another... Had to be Guadalajara down in the city center. That is a fantastic Mexican restaurant. That's really good. I know there's probably a better Mexican restaurant, but I have yet to found it, and they are just so good.
Hey, can we just go back?
You
just said yet to found it.
Yet to found it?
Yeah.
I have yet to found it. Yet to find it. I am yet to find it.
There we go.
I have yet to find it.
Yet to find it. It's called English.
I have yet to found it. I am yet.
I have yet to find it.
I have yet to find it.
There we go.
I have yet to find
it. There we go. Continue.
Sorry about that. I'm on summer break.
We're homeschooled.
We don't really care. Not until end of August does our grammar pick back up to be good. We get better grammar.
Yeah, that's why I can't talk.
Third favorite restaurant. This is going to take me a minute. You know, I'm not a steak guy, oddly enough. I'm not a huge steak guy, but I'm going to have to say Taste of Texas. That would
season
as well.
I've never been there.
They are. It's premium.
I've been there once, but it's really good.
It is so, so good. It is absolutely amazing. And,
I'm sorry, Sophie, I couldn't go.
Yeah, thank you, Sophie. And thanks to Sophie's mom for setting that up, because that was so much fun getting able to do that and see all that history. But that was, Taste of Texas is definitely such a fantastic restaurant. Those are my, I'd say my three until I find something that replaces one of those.
I can find you two. I can beat Chick-fil-A. The Donut Shack, or the Donut Shop, and the Mexican restaurant.
Ooh, okay, shoot.
Okay, the Donut Shop is the best one. It's called the Donut Mill, and it's not Colorado Springs. It's right at the base of the mountains. I forget what it's called. Let me pull up maps. But it's at the base of the mountains.
What about Shipley's?
And it's called the Donut Mill.
No, and Shipley's absolutely not.
Really, really what? Good. And again, you gotta get the old fashioned.
At least they're honest about their name, Shapley's. That's true.
That is so true. That is.
They're honest with facts with what it does.
Woodland,
to you.
Woodland Park is the name of the town that it's
Woodland
in.
Woodland Park.
Really small thing in Colorado.
So we need to kind of have a little donut off. I think everyone needs to bring their favorite donuts.
Okay.
It'll take a few hours.
New tradition.
To fly to.
Yeah, Woodland Park.
Fly to the ends of the earth to get donuts, but I think it's a good competition.
Oh, dude, I just found Donut Mill on maps. In like
really?
30 seconds, yeah.
Where? What state's it in?
Trying
Colorado.
To open a soda.
It's right outside Colorado
Springs. Okay.
It's right in the base of the mountains.
Okay. So Carlos is like right.
Bro, I'm sweating so much.
We're on a map. Right there.
Okay.
So it's a good distance.
Right where? Describe for the audience.
From where we are?
It's about, I don't know. Same distance from here to Colorado Springs.
From my house to the Donut Mill. So if we're going to go drive to get donuts, It takes you
15 hours.
15 hours.
15 hours.
It's 961 miles from my house to the donut mill.
Hold on, real quick. Worth it. What's the longest y'all have stayed in the car for?
12 hours.
Driven straight.
Like 20 hours?
21
maybe
hours.
Maybe six.
21 hours.
Because that's without stopping. That's without stopping.
But you guys drove from Yellowstone straight one day? That's impressive.
Let's see.
That's impressive.
Jack, we weren't supposed to drink those until later. All right.
I was thirsty, sorry.
All right, well, don't drink it.
Okay.
All right. So, doing buffoon.
Bro, that sucks. I'm sorry.
Okay, so.
It's so good. I love it.
I regret it.
Okay, Jack so what not Jack has just tooth, had, just so I, oh this, my is gosh. Our, this is our new segment.
That is bad.
It is.
That's ginger ale.
Ginger beer, not ginger ale.
What?
That's ginger beer.
That
is ginger
that
beer.
We are now going to have all of our guests try ginger beer.
I
want to
try it now,
but
not till later. You know what? That's a great idea. I've been told not till later.
Oh, yeah, because I have a whole stash of this stuff I've been saving for some
Why do you have a stash?
Because I can't get it. I don't know where to find it. I can find it in Indiana. Okay. So every time I go to Indiana, I bring home a 4-pack.
Guys, my mouth tastes bad.
Dude, it tastes so good.
No, it doesn't.
Jack is not the liquid connoisseur. We had the best sweet tea, and he was like, this is the most disgusting
stuff. I drank Dr. Pepper and lemonade and water.
Okay, I like the sweet tea. I liked even better. I'm in an Arnold Palmer with that stuff. It was so good. It was like the best Arnold Palmer.
See, my problem with teas is that they're too watered down once you buy. It's almost like lightly sugared water. It's like LaCroix with like just sugar in it. It's not good. So I need my sweet tea like maple syrup. It's got to be strong. Like melt your teeth out.
But not too sweet. I mean, it needs to be strong with the tea, but not too sweet.
Exactly. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
So now that you know, wait, don't move the phone. It's gonna.
Oh, I was trying to.
No, it's gonna. It's gonna do that.
Mess with the
Try not to move it.
All right. Well, I was trying to.
Here, just leave it. Box. We don't need the notes.
Okay.
But because we're basically done with it.
I need the notes.
So okay, David needs notes. I like improv. So yeah, that's really it. But now that you know,
podcaster.
But now that we know our guest. Uh-huh. Jackson.
Yeah.
That's me. I have a little fun thing to share. So Jackson, he's on the Lone Star Swim team.
I am.
David and I are on, you know, pack, same team. My boss, Jeremy Brodier, used to be David's swim teammate, used to be Jackson's coach.
Jeremy.
And he's now my boss. So I just thought that was
Coach Jeremy. Those were some fun times with Coach Jeremy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I had some really cool practices with him. There's the one practice, our current coach, one time after that one practice came up and said, that was the most fun practice ever. And I can still go back to some of my old teammates and say, remember that one practice? Because I was the youngest, like, I was like that young kid that tries to tag along with the older ones at that practice.
Yeah.
So I was like 11 or 12, and they were all like 16, 17, 18. And we were just having relays. It was so fun. And I can still go up to my old coach and say, remember the one practice? And she's like, yeah, I remember that.
That's pretty great. Yeah, he's always so much fun. I remember he used to, oh my gosh, we had this one swimmer named Robbie. And he would just have so much fun with Robbie. It was, those were the good practices. Those were really good practices when we had Coach Jeremy. We didn't have him that often because he more of coached Red Group, which was one or two groups below where I was. But whenever we did get him, we did have a lot of fun with Coach Jeremy.
That's like Kyle.
Yeah.
Coach Kyle is really fun like that.
Did you guys know he used to be a hockey star?
Okay, I saw, not a hockey star, but I saw he played like at A&M.
Jeremy or Kyle?
What did he play at A&M?
Hockey.
No, yeah, he used to play hockey.
Jeremy or Kyle?
Jeremy.
Really?
Yeah, he's a huge hockey.
I didn't
huge
know
hockey
that.
Guy.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, is he a fast swimmer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
He said his 100 flies like a 47. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah. At one point, his 100 fly was faster than his 100 free.
I remember.
What?
I remember his last year on
So he
Summer
wasn't
League.
Joking?
No.
His last year on Summer League, he sandbagged so he didn't get Ponderosa, went and got blue on everything he took home from All-Stars was blue.
All-Stars. Yeah, we're red, white, and blue. We're usually with the Fleet Pool.
Not a big fan of that Fleet Pool, I'm not gonna lie.
I actually like the Fleet Pool.
Really?
I know that it's the enemy you know versus the enemy you don't.
Bruh, do you know what my coach, Coach Shauna, I don't like you. Do you know why? It is because you signed me up for the mile on Saturday.
Hey, Jack, I did the mile. I asked her to do the mile.
I want to do
What's
the mile.
What's wrong with you?
I'm a distance swimmer. She signed me up for the 2 fly.
Okay, that was better. Than
the I've not ever done the 2 fly. Excuse me. And I'm not ever one to do.
After this meet, there's gonna be one event I haven't done. That's the 200 breaststroke and long course.
Okay. Wow. That's nice.
And I'm probably not gonna do it because I need to make. I am been working so hard for a cut.
Hey, David.
Yeah.
Yeah, the heater's on back here.
It's because I haven't started the car.
Oh. Okay.
So,
you want to move to a different car?
We could put the
guys.
Let's
make a transition.
Yeah, it's really hot outside in the middle of summer. We're in a heat wave, and it's
Hey, do you want to try fitting in my car?
Yes.
Let's try it. Okay, guys, we'll be back.
We've got to take a little commercial break.
Hi. Welcome back. We just had to move on to Jackson's car because it was hot in David's. David, yeah. Your car's hot.
Yeah.
And don't take that the wrong way.
Yeah, we didn't figure out until 20 minutes into the podcast that the heater was on.
It wasn't here. I just had that on the heater. I didn't turn the AC on. I just had the fan on. Because if I turn the AC on, I'm burning gas.
So you're spreading hot air around.
No.
Yes.
Because that's what a fan does.
Well, it keeps the air moving. It's better than just sitting in a hot car.
That's true. So now I have the AC on.
Yes.
Not the best AC, but it'll do.
I can feel cool air on me.
Which is
refreshing. Unlike ginger beer. That drink sucks.
So here's the new segment that I brought up. So I have a whole stash of this stuff at home.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to do this every episode. Our guests, yes we are, Jack, we're all going to drink a ginger beer together.
No.
And because most people have never had it. So
now I have. I'm not drinking that.
You got to, Jack.
You got to take a swig.
Well, Jack drank some a little bit early in the episode. So, you guys ready for it? It's just a twist off cap.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Take a swig, eh? Oh,
bro,
yeah.
No.
It's so good.
This is bad. Woo! That's
got
bad.
Got a kick to it. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not half bad.
What?
I like it.
This is terrible.
That's pretty good.
Ugh. Dr. Pepper is good. And lemonade.
Oh no, this
and water.
Great.
That's good. It's got a good. Yeah. Yeah, it's got
like it has a bite on it.
It's got a bite to it, but it's got that nice little ginger kick in it.
Yeah,
it feels
I like
it's
that. I like that. It's refreshing. That's very refreshing.
Ryan Jackson just hears the podcast, or you actually like it?
This is very refreshing.
This is very refreshing. No, it's actually good. It's good.
All right,
it's good. It's not something I drink every day, but it's
we
good.
Totally didn't have that on our notes.
If you're like morning practice and you are super tired.
This would wake you right up.
This is what you do.
This would wake you straight up.
This is like, I either go to this or a bang. Like, I got this or a bang.
Oh my gosh, I have a friend who takes so many bangs.
Mm-mm.
Two bangs to swim meet.
Oh gosh.
Two bangs to swim meet.
I rarely do, like, I usually am, like, awake enough, but there's sometimes, like, I fall asleep, like, walking to the door.
Oh.
And so I'm just like, okay, I need it today. But I try to not drink that too much because I have a friend who drank so many Red Bulls. Is your liver or pancreas was starting to fail. And he's like 18, 17 or 18 liver.
I just took another swig.
I already had like liver failure. So I try. I'm not going to say his name. But so I try
thanks,
to reduce my sports drink intake.
I don't think I've ever had a sports drink.
Gatorade?
Right. Gatorade I used to drink.
But I'm talking about like intense sports drinks.
Yeah,
like
super caffeine.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
you
like,
be up for days.
Like,
I've never had one of those.
Bang, C4.
No,
Red Bull.
I don't drink those.
I kind of want to try NOS, though. Like, if I was going to try any of them, I'd try NOS.
I used to drink a Red Bull every morning because I used to take this medication that I needed caffeine for some reason. So I had to drink a Red Bull. And it was really cool because I went to a private school at the time. My mom was my teacher. And so she let me drink a Red Bull every morning because I had, and you know, I had a prescription from the doctor, so it wasn't just because I was in her class, but it was kind of cool that, you know, this private school, it doesn't allow sports drinks. I get to drink a Red Bull every morning. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But,
guys, the second sip was worse than the first.
Jack, you gotta drink the whole thing. 12 fluid ounces.
No, I don't. No, no, I can't.
So would you rather have this or Coke?
Coke.
Ooh, okay. This or Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper, all the way.
All the way?
I would drink two
Dr. Peppers.
This
or LaCroix?
Oh.
Probably LaCroix, because it doesn't have, like, the aftertaste.
Yeah, I might take LaCroix over this, too.
Yeah.
LaCroix, it's bad. But it's
not as bad as this.
No, it's just different. It's
so, guys,
different.
Before you know, come on the podcast, just know.
It tastes
ginger beer.
So good.
It's coming.
It's not actually beer. Just
it's not alcohol.
It's like root beer.
It's like root beer.
Apparently.
With ginger.
Yeah, it's not alcoholic, guys. Don't worry.
Keyword ginger. That makes it taste bad.
it tastes amazing. But,
so, what do y'all want to talk about now? Swimming?
Favorite events.
This
is a swimming podcast.
Okay.
After all, also Jackson.
Very true.
Yep.
Very
I want
true.
Your favorite event, your least favorite event, and your favorite swim. It doesn't have to be your favorite event, but your best swim you've ever had.
Best swim I've ever had. Let's see here. Favorite event. I know this is kind of just...
this is short course or long course. We're in long course season now, but...
I've never done long course. I've never done long course.
Okay.
So, only short course for me.
That makes it easy.
I'm going to have to say short course meters 50 fly.
Why meters?
It just gives you a little bit more just distance.
Okay.
You can get a little bit more stroke out of it. You can get a
you
longer...
You know, there's a thing called long course that you could do.
Yes, I know there's a thing called long course. I've never
had
the
opportunity
then there's
no turn.
To do long course. I just like 50 fly. You know, 100 fly is a little too long because on that last 25 you just die and you hate life.
Yeah.
But 50 fly is kind of just that perfect sweet spot where you can push it really hard, but you can just get that just really beautiful butterfly out of it, and it just feels so satisfying through that whole event, because you're not. I mean, you do get tired at the end, but you're not
dead.
Yeah, your legs aren't coming off, and you're not puking on the side of the pool. So I'm gonna have to go with 50 fly as my favorite event. Least favorite event.
Probably two fly.
Probably one fly.
What?
Honestly, I'm going to say... I've never done two fly.
Oh, okay.
I've never... I don't want to do two fly. I can barely survive a one fly.
Are you going to swim club at A&M? He's going at Texas A&M, by the way.
I am.
Gig him.
Hook him. Fishing.
Boo.
Ski. No, I'm kidding. I'm an A&M guy.
Okay.
I like
Aggies. Bunch of Aggies. Funny Aggie joke. There's three kinds of Aggies. Those who can count and those who can't.
What the heck?
There's also the same kind of joke which says three kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
Those who can count and those who can't.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that joke 1,000 times.
That's a funny joke. I've never heard that before.
You've never heard that, Jack?
I have not.
So that was a good Aggie joke.
Least favorite event, 100 fly. Why? Because I should be pulling a... Let's see here. What is it? I should be pulling 50...
Yeah, if you get in
40, let me do some quick math. I should be pulling a 5,600 fly. Like,
dang.
Go out, like, first 20... Like, it should be 14-14. Or it should be, like, 13-14-14-15. Should be my perfect swim. In fact, I may be able to push that to some 13s. I can pull 14s forever. But for some reason, on 100 fly, instead of pulling a 56, I always pull a 106. Because my last 25 takes 20 seconds, and I have not been able to get it shorter than that.
Wait, really?
I die on that last 25.
Oh.
The first three are perfectly fine, but that last 25, I just run out of gas. I have tried every single thing I can, and I just cannot increase my speed. On that last, I can't keep myself from dying on that last 25.
That's funny.
So,
a 20 on that last
lap. A 20, and I cannot get it pulled out of that. It's
okay.
I'm like sub 45 for the first 75.
Wow.
And
now
then
Jackson,
that last 25 just kills me.
You know what time it is?
No, hold on.
No, I know. What is your favorite race ever? Yes.
The time you're in the water. So like, you dive in. You're in the water. What was the best, like, race you've ever had?
Well, I can't say I've ever had a perfect race where I've had no mistakes.
No, I don't think anyone's had that. I mean, some people might have.
My best race...
Michael Phelps.
Yeah, Phelps, the Olympics.
Yeah, the Olympics. Dean Jones.
Yeah.
I've seen him make a mistake in a race. Can we say Aguiland to I am?
Yes. Yeah,
prelims.
And finals.
I thought he did pretty well in finals.
He did.
But prelims was not pretty. No offense, Dean, you hold several team records. We can make fun of one swim.
Or two, if we want.
Or two. Only two.
Because we're the hosts.
We're the hosts. Well, I'm not the host.
You're not the host.
Let me think here. What was my absolute favorite? I mean, I've got some good stories of good swims that we've all had.
You weren't there for my best swim, though. It was at pack meet.
Oh, okay. Well, this may not be my best, like, most favorite swim, but the one I can remember that's coming to my mind right now, and I may come up with one later, but the one that's coming to my mind right now is at, I think it was our second or third meet this season. It was a dual meet at the SSAN pool.
We had dual meet at SSAN?
It wasn't, was it with it? I don't think it was at their pool. It wasn't against SSAN. Which
was
the black and yellow pool.
Oh, Klein Oak. Okay.
Oh, I wasn't, I had practice, that was a varsity meet. I had mid varsity.
Yeah, I remember
that. So I was at practice and I hightailed it over there and I got there to see the last 50 of the last relay.
Oh, I remember that.
And then I went to dinner at Fuddruckers with you guys. But
that was
Willie's.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Wait, it was Willie's. It wasn't Fuddruckers. Yeah.
So, the reason why, it was during the 100 free, I had to borrow Garrison's cap. Thank you, Gear Bear, for giving me this cap. And it was me versus Alex, and I was coming to the season with, I want to say, I'm not the fastest swimmer, so I want to say I had a 5700 freestyle. Maybe a 58. I had just taken a year off of swim, and I was just getting back into it, and my freestyle was not where it should be. And I put on Garrison's cap. I was in the far right lane, which would be lane 6, I think, in that pool. Alex Taylor was right next to me. We both go off, and I just basically paced him the entire time. And I dropped 3 seconds in that swim.
That's great.
Because I basically just tried to beat him, and I think I got a second or so off his time. So that was, I think I ended up out of that pool with like a 55 or a 56. I think it was a 55.
Did you beat him?
No, I was close. It was close. I think I messed up one turn. I think he went like a 54.5, and I went like a 55 flat or something like that.
Sheesh.
So, I mean, dropping 3 seconds out of the gate like that, that was probably one of the best swims I've ever done.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good. Usually we ask you short course or long course, which do you like better?
I've never done long course.
So you like short course better?
So, of course, he likes long course.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course,
that's how logic works.
All right, best favorite set. Like if
you... Oh.
Favorite set, okay.
One set. We know Coach Judy's your coach for a club.
So when her Judy husband gives is. Her oh, husband really? Is. Coach John oh. is. He's a lot more forgiving than Coach Judy is. Sorry, okay. Coach Judy, if you're listening to this.
But I don't think she does.
So.
I hope she does.
What he has us do, what he used to have us do, was we used to do 3 sets, and he called them USRPT sets. So what it was is so let's say we were training for 100 free, it would be 20 25s freestyle on 30 seconds. You'd have a set pace time. So basically, you take your 100 time, you divide it by 4, and what your 25-10 time is, that's your make time. So you try as hard as you can to make that time. Whenever you fail, you go into failure, you can't make that time anymore, you sit out 1. You sit out 3, basically you're done with the set. So we used to do 3 sets of those, and I think it was my sophomore year, maybe my freshman year, we were at Cy Falls, which we'll talk about that pool later, because that's a very interesting pool. And we had a little bit of a fun set because it was me and Ridge Waldrop, and I think it was only us there at practice that day. So we did 20-25s butterfly with fins on 40 seconds.
Okay.
40 seconds. Super easy set.
Yeah.
But that was just so much fun. I think that was probably one of our best sets that we've done. But I've got another one. Oh, here's a Coach Judy set that was a fun one.
Oh,
is we did 5 200s. Fastest person goes last, slowest goes first in a lane. Last person had to try to make it to the first person by the end of the set, by the end of the 200.
What happens if they don't?
You just do it all over again in the next one. There wasn't really a penalty. But that was a fun set. That was a very fun set. Kept you on your toes. you had someone behind you and someone in front of you, and yeah.
I tried to get in a lane with people, you know, my own speed or slightly faster than me. So that wouldn't work.
You'd end up going first.
So Jack, we did a set kind of like that, except there was a penalty. Remember Mike at Spring Creek Oaks?
Oh, yeah.
Where we,
but it was kick, and you had fins. One person had fins and one didn't.
I don't remember the fins.
Oh. Okay, so, I remember that set. David, you are so toxic. So, there were, like, five people in a lane. And
I was mad.
So, it's 100 kick. And the first four people go, you know, they kick 100 easy kick. And the guy in the back.
He beat me by, like, barely at all.
The guy in the back has to sprint the 100 kick and has to beat the first person.
Oh.
So, I would, when it was my turn, David was up front. He would sprint. I could not catch him. Like, I'm starting 15 seconds behind. There's no way I was going to catch him, so I had to do the penalty, whatever it was.
So, before this, we'd all made, like, a pact never to, like, just let the other person win. And then Mike yelled at us. He's like, you can't just let him win. And so I went fast. And then that...
Full out sprint.
Then that set off a chain reaction to where now Jackie did the penalty, so now...
I didn't take it out on any... I didn't do that.
Yeah, but Wang did it. Graf and Trenton did it.
Yeah, Trenton did it once.
Trenton did it. Graf did it. I mean, I did it because Mike was mad at us. But,
what was the penalty?
He had to do, like 10 push-ups.
Nothing bad, but just why?
Another one of our great sets that we used to do was we do 20-25s. First 10 were butterfly, second 10 were freestyle. On one end, you'd hop out, do 10 push-ups. On the other end, you'd hop out and do 10 squats. Doesn't sound like much, but by 12 or 13,
your
legs are done.
Is there a way to comment on these podcasts?
No.
Like, for people to comment on it?
Yes. Spotify has comments. Yes.
Comment down below.
Yeah.
What's your opinion is on all these three controversials? What are the three ones? The three ones are... Yeah. If controversial topics are controversial.
Yeah.
The second one was cats or dogs. Oh, there were four, because the third one was Chick-fil-A or Whataburger. And then the fourth one is David an idiot?
Yeah.
So comment down below if you're on Spotify.
Yeah.
I actually...
Because Spotify has comments. We have confirmed.
True confession.
Yeah.
True confession. I have not listened to a single episode.
David, what's wrong with you? Give me your hat. You don't deserve that hat.
Oh, hey, no,
you
were here.
You didn't even listen to them. You were here.
Yeah, I don't need to listen to them. I'm here.
Jackson, do you want me to spoil something for you?
I have not.
What?
I have subscribed on Spotify, but I never use Spotify.
There are no comments on Spotify.
Thanks a lot, Jack. Thanks a lot, Jack.
Trying to grow your business here, your podcast. And you're just like, no.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm just going to play along. So,
are you going to double check Spotify now?
Yeah, let me confirm that Spotify does not have comments. Yep, no comments.
Thanks a lot, Jack.
Boom.
Thanks a lot.
Jack, let me see.
What?
Let me see.
I don't know what these are. I've never listened to those.
Oh, okay. I'm like, you listen to the Elton John podcast?
No, those are... I only listen to Wrinkled Neon Shirts. Shout out to them. They are... my friend Ezra, he gave me the idea to, you know, make the podcast on Anchor. So, thank you very much. Go listen to their podcast.
The podcast idea was mine, and I think it was... There was another girl on the team. I forget who it was. Was it Sophie Durbin?
I don't know. But, yeah, you came up with the podcast.
I don't know.
But I asked Ezra, and he showed me how to make it. So, thank you. I appreciate it. But...
Okay.
Guys, speaking of, we have hit 50 listeners. Thank you so much. We now can become monetized if my mom lets me.
And Jack, there's no use because they said we'll get like 0.1 cents for every 1,000 shares.
No, it's $10 for 1,000 listens. So guys, start spam listening to this episode.
How many listens do we have, Jack?
100 after 2 episodes.
Hey, that's not bad.
It's not. Because
there's only like 50 people, 40 people on our team.
Good point.
Yeah.
So,
well, we got the veterans.
We do have all the veterans. Shout out to you guys.
Logan.
Yes,
you're next.
You got me to do it today.
Yeah, you're next.
So,
I
don't know if is Logan next.
Okay, he could be. Yeah, we should have him on next because we see him this week at the meet.
Yeah, we do. I forgot.
Wait, what swim are you guys going to?
It's at Fleet. So we could see him later this week.
Fleet.
Hi there, this is Future Jack. So this episode was really long. So that's why it's cut into two parts. The next part will come out next week. So yeah, stay tuned, guys.